In Kenya's capital, Nairobi, coronavirus is not the only worry. With high HIV rates, it is important that patients stay on their medications. Here's more from NPR's Ada Peralta.
I meet Jane and Njoki Paris in front of a maternity clinic in one of Nairobi's big slums. We settled under a tree just outside the pharmacy.
Yes, this is okay.
Paris works for Mothers to Mothers, an NGO that pairs HIV-positive health workers with HIV-positive moms. She was diagnosed with HIV in 1991. She was working as a waitress at the National Theater when she developed cryptococcal meningitis. Her supervisor came to visit her at the hospital and picked up her medical file.
So he pulled the file. And he learned about my HIV status.
That moment changed her life. She got better, but when she returned to work, she was ostracized.
They gave me my cup. They gave me a packet of milk. They gave me a half bread. They told me that it has been decided, go and be taking your tea on your own.
Eventually, they pushed her out. She was broke when her daughter made the grades to enroll in an expensive national school.
By this time, I had, let's say, like $3 in my pocket.
She cobbled together donated clothes she had to borrow, but her daughter went to school. She says the coronavirus pandemic has brought back all of those memories.
The way I see the COVID, it's like how we started the HIV, how we were being stigmatized, how we were being isolated.
We get up and we walk out of the maternity clinic yard into the neighborhood. It's full of mid-rise tenement buildings, carelessly built, draped with lines of laundry. Kids run up to Paris with their palms out. She pulls out hand sanitizer from her pocket and squirts a little on each of their hands. This is part of her job these days, educating the community on hygiene and mask wearing as she goes out to see clients. Right now, she's on her way to see Eunice and her four-month-old baby. Paris walks through the narrow hallways of one of the buildings.
Mama Gracie.
There's no door, just a bedsheet hung at the opening. Paris enters the room and counts the pills to make sure Eunice is taking her antiretrovirals. It's important so she can keep breastfeeding safely and so her immune system is not compromised in case of a coronavirus infection. She asks Eunice how she's doing. Eunice says she's scared that when she goes out, she could bring the virus to her three kids. And also, she says, like many during this lockdown, her partner has lost his job. So sometimes they are going to bed hungry.
Thank you, Gracie.
Santi.
Bye, Grace.
Paris comforts her, telling Eunice all of this will get better. She says goodbye and steps outside.
I imagine it's hard to give people hope all the time.
It isn't hard.
She always thinks back to her own life when she slept hungry.
So I have been passed through whatever they are being passing through.
And when you say it gets better,
you
mean it.
I mean it.
Yeah.
I mean it. Yeah, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It will get better.
The antiretrovirals brought Paris back from the brink of death. She even found a job that would hire her with HIV, and the daughter she struggled to educate is now a nurse. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.